Hello.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Ed Stern. I'm calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Your answers will help Florida better prepare for the next time a hurricane approaches. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a town home, an apartment, a condominium?
Yes.
Manufactured or mobile home? Which one?
House.
Single home?
It's a house.
It's a house, single family home, right? Detached.
Single
okay.
home.
Okay, thank you. And do you own or you rent?
Own.
Do you own it? Rent?
Yes.
Thank you.
Own.
And, oh, own, I'm sorry. Okay. And do you know when it was built, the year that it was built?
1964, I believe it was.
Thank you.
Doing a survey.
And have any upgrade? Modification has been made to the property, like roofing upgrades, impact windows, anything like that, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades.
Yeah, we've had all that. We've had all that done.
Okay, so you
yes.
did. So roofing, windows, drainage, all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
About 50 years.
Wow, okay. All your life. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, a Category 2 hurricane, a Category 3 hurricane, Category 4 hurricane, Category 5 hurricane. Have you experienced that?
I think we had up to 4. Yeah, we've experienced all of them.
Okay. And do you remember the name of the last hurricane that impacted, that you remember in the year? You remember?
What was the last storm that we had here that impacted us? I can't remember the name.
Some people know what's going on there.
It was in 2021, right? I think it was Ivan.
Okay.
Okay. And have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare? You know,
how will
like,
I prepare? Will I,
yeah.
I take it? No, what's your
personal?
Well, like, you know, maybe you would put starters, put up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate.
Well, we have hurricane windows, so we don't have to put up any awnings or anything.
Okay.
We got hurricane windows.
Okay, so you're already pretty much, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
when
will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches issue, like within 48 hours? When a hurricane
we try to stay prepared all the time.
Okay, thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not certain at all?
Oh, very certain.
Thank you. Please select your top three sources of information, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and WhatsApp. I need three of them. Which
okay,
one are you?
TV and internet.
Okay. One more. Friends and family, newspapers.
One more.
Yes, I need three social media.
Well, friends and family.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, with about 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness on a 1 to 5 scale?
I'll say 5.
Thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of food and other essentials, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, transportation costs, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, property taxes, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness.
Okay. Ask that question again. I missed what the question was.
No problem. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? And I'm going to read you a list, the cost of food and other essentials. Have they impacted you, you know, have they have anything with your preparedness to, for the cost of food and other essentials, the loss of income or employment, the cost of housing, transportation costs, the cost of insurance, the cost of child care, property taxes, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
Thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
My home what?
It's located in a flood or evacuation zone.
No, I'm not in a flood zone.
And what about evacuation zone? Neither?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When you evacuate, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued within 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued within 36 hours, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, probably never, or other?
Well, if they issue the evacuation message.
Okay, thank you. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend and family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state?
The local shelter.
Thank you.
Local shelter.
Thank you. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
Four.
Thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, if you know?
What's the what?
The dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy.
I don't know right off here.
Okay, no problem. And how confident are you that you can come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? I'm certain that I could come up with a full $2,000. I could probably come up with the $2,000. I could probably not come up with the $2,000. I'm certain that I could not come up with the $2,000. Don't know. I prefer not to say.
I can come up with it.
Thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, increased significantly?
Increased somewhat.
And 1 to 3 years, decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, increased significantly?
Remained the same.
And 3 to 5 years, decrease significantly, decrease somewhat, remain the same, increase somewhat, increase significantly.
You know, remain the same.
Okay. And 5 to 10 years? It hasn't increased?
It stayed
the same? Okay.
No, it stayed the same.
Thank you. And as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change the insurance provider? Increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, nothing, continue paying higher rate, or other?
No, I just continue paying whatever they asked me to pay if I thought it was reasonable.
Okay. If you could insurance your property for less than it is replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insurance? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80% to less than 100%. 60% to less than 80%, less than 60%.
Well, I'm good with what I have.
So 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be insured for the full replacement value, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, I would not move from my home.
I would not move from my home.
Okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowners insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no?
No.
Okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government? Government should not be involved in recovering efforts.
Well, I don't think the government is going to be involved.
So, you want me to put your government should not be involved?
Or no, you they think won't I'm... be.
Okay, but who do you think? But in your own opinion, what do you think? Who should be the one that should be able to reimburse your costs? The federal government?
You're paying insurance, they should be responsible.
So that's federal, isn't it? Or state? The insurance?
State.
Federal. State, okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? 1, no confidence. 2, 3, reasonable confidence. 4, and 5, very high confidence. Any number between 1 and 5, the local building codes are being enforced.
Okay. I didn't hear your question.
On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that that the local building codes are being enforced?
How am I confident?
How much confidence do you have that it's being enforced, the codes? Do you have no confidence?
4. 2.
Okay. And the land, the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk. How much confidence do you have in them? The ones that do the planning, that they take into account the hurricane risk.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 5.
I say 4.
Okay. And how about that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk? 1 to 5.
4.
And that the new developments take into account flood risk?
3.
And the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. Thank you so much for taking the survey. We're almost done. I really appreciate it. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think that your property or finances will be affected?
Well, I know it's rising, but I'm not affected by it.
Okay, so... But I would not be, yes, you believe that it's happening, but you will not be affected, correct?
Mm-hmm, right.
Thank you. Thanks. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes? No action should be taken or other.
I don't think they should. I don't know how to answer that because I don't think they should get to raise taxes.
Okay.
They should have enough money somewhere that'll take care of that.
Okay. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, mildly concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, not at all concerned.
Mildly concerned.
Okay. Like slightly, right? Slightly,
yes,
concerned?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were among the most important? I'm going to read you a list of the neighborhood, the schools, crime, price, workability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job. Which of these were a characteristic?
Neighborhood.
Neighborhood, okay. You can set up to 3 if you want. Schools, crime, price, workability, taxes and fees.
Price, neighborhood,
okay.
And price.
And how about proximity to other family, proximity to job, plots on, insurance rate? One more.
Well, I'm retired now, so nothing else apply.
Okay, so how about flood zone? Do you consider that when you was buying your home, that it was not a flood zone?
I'm not a flood zone, no.
Okay, so that would be one. Oh, thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to 5 years, between 5 to less than 10 years, between 10 to less than 20 years, and more than 20 years?
It'll be more than 20.
Okay.
Whenever the Lord calls me home, then that's
okay.
When I leave.
That's when you leave. Okay, thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Is it between 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 or older?
65 or older.
Thank you. And what is your gender, please?
Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Four.
Thank you. And are any under the age of 12?
No.
And are over 65 or older?
One.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married or living with partner, widow, divorced, or separate?
Married.
Okay.
Married.
Thank you. And what is the highest grade or school completed by an adult member of your household? Less than high school, from college graduate degree?
Okay, high school and college.
Okay. And are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what is your racial group? Do you identify yourself? And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Asian or Native American?
African American.
Thank you. And what language is most often spoken in your home? English, Spanish, or other?
English.
Thank you. Please tell me which is the income range for your household under 20,000. 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, over 100,000.
Now, what was that question again?
Please tell me the income range of for your household. Is it under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000? 50,000 to less than 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000 or over 100,000?
Over 100.
Thank you. And this is all the questions I have. Thank you so very much for your response. So you have a nice evening. Take care. I appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care.